Possible thunderstorm tonight and for the afternoon tomorrow. But otherwise, dry right on through Sunday now. In the morning, it'll drop into the 70s, followed by a high tomorrow of near 90, and a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, possibly. Then it'll come out sunny, dry, and still hot Sunday afternoon with a high of near 90. Some lower humidity is trying to filter down early next week. If not Monday, then Tuesday and Wednesday. Come celebrate community at the West Bank Heritage Festival September 23rd and 24th, 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the Ilario Center, West Wego. Performances from K. Michelle, Juvenile, Choppa, Cupid, Brassaholics, and more. Get inspired to the Gospel Explosion Sunday, September 24th, with performances from national gospel artists and local choirs. Support vendors along the Best Bank Boulevard, presented by Priority Health. Admission is free. Complete lineup at westbankheritagefest.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Four to 5 o'clock host, bringing you Herds Louisiana Live, bringing you all the financial information we have at the end of a working day. We're going to turn it off in a minute. There we go. Now we're cooking. And then we're going to bring us our report on Louisiana government, Louisiana business, Louisiana going on. One thing I'm looking forward to is the Funk Fest. It's something that you just won't believe it till you see it. And it's sort of like that Real Pretty Girl. You just can't believe it till you see it. We'll be glad to be there and participate in the happening. And that's what New Orleans is all about. But look, we'll do our business report. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Louisiana financing, also known as revenue from gambling. Also talk about the an interesting local Jefferson Parish political fist fight over a boondoggle A or boondoggle B out in Jefferson Parish on spending money that should have been spent on teachers' pay raises and improving roads and drainage. But oh no, we got to fight over a little personal preferred building that someone can put a plaque on. We're going to talk about that. We've got Orleans government at its best, at its usual dysfunction. And what we'll end up doing is talking a little bit about where the mayor is on all this and her incessant disrespect for the city council. I swear it's obvious that the mayor has no willingness, no talent for working with people. It seems that she's only good at shouting ugly names and accomplishing little. But we'll talk about that. And last, we've got an interesting letter to the editor about insurance in Louisiana. And the only reason I bring it up is I'm not sure we'll get to it today. But if we do get to it today, it's important because it shows the lack of understanding of the insurance policy and why Louisiana, unlike other Gulf Coast states, has a real insurance problem, a real insurance price problem that the other states don't nearly have that we do. But anyway, that's sort of going to be the show. It's going to be fun. It is Louisiana Live. We are on the great WGSO 990 AM. You're welcome to participate. Bring your own Louisiana Live information on the Louisiana Excellence Hotline, 504-556-9696. We'd love to hear from you as well. Need something new and different, something good going on, let us know, and we'll talk about it. But let's get on with our financial report. It was an interesting day. The market, I told you yesterday this was going to happen. that the market was too positive about the producer price index, the inflation gauges. The market tried to ignore them yesterday, and I said it was going to bite them today, and it did. S&P, it was down over 1% today, down 53, 54 points. The NASDAQ was down 1.7%, down 240 points. Dow Jones was down 257 points, a 0.75%, 0.75%, 0.75% down. All of it as a reaction to the threatening inflation numbers and raising interest rates. That is the next part of our information here. What we've got is the 2-year closed at 5.035. You know, we've just gotten into the 5 point at something, and it's creeping a little bit up every day. But what we've got, it's at 5.035 at 2-year, 4.41 at the 30-year, giving you a 0.62 inverted curve. And what's happening is the inversion is staying the same. We've been talking about this. If we were getting near the end of raising interest rates, the inversion would start getting closer to zero. The inversion amount, 0.6 right now, would be going down to 0.5, 0.4, 0.3. That's not what we're seeing. Our inversion rate is staying about the same, 0.6, 0.7. But what's happening is both the long rate and the short rate are both following one another, creeping up. We're going to have the Fed meeting next week. It's 50-50. We may get an interest rate hike, and that will really wake up in a negative way the markets. Bitcoin, how'd he do today? Oh, he gave back 300 of those points of that 1,600 or 1,700 points that it had gained. It's still 26,345. And down 298, down 300 points basically, but it's still, at least it got out of the low 25,000s. Lastly, our natural gas closed. It's been at 2.7-ish, but it closed at 2.644, and our oil just keeps, the price of a barrel of crude oil keeps creeping up. Today it closes at 94. We had it below at between 75 and 80 2 months ago. That is a tremendous, that's a 10-12% increase in the cost of oil in 2 months. It's something that we really got to be afraid of with our economic outlook. Whether or not inflation is bumping back up, that's what it looks like is happening. But that's our business report. It's interesting. The next issue or next business sort of report I wanted to make was I saw an article out of Baton Rouge, a business report that said U.S. casinos have the best July ever. Now, winning nearly $5.4 billion from gamblers. Now, all you gamblers out there, I want you to take note. Please, please, please take note. When you go into a casino, you're going to lose. You can tell me, you can tell your wife, you can tell your girlfriend, you can tell your friends and relatives. Oh, man, I went in there and I came out a winner. You're a liar. You will not. The only way to be a winner is to go into the casino the first time, be lucky enough to win, and leave and never return. What this report says, over the first 7 months of the year, all the U.S. casinos, excluding the ones that are run by Native American Indian tribes, they report a different number, and that's why they're not included in this report. But all the casinos in America have succeeded in fleecing their gamblers for $5.4 billion. But the bad news is Louisiana's revenue did not go up at all, while all the other ones are going up. We're going to take a break and come back. We'll finish up on gambling. Then we'll talk about Louisiana politics. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, coming in hot. We'll be right back.
Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
This the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Out of the way, now we get to talk. talk about Louisiana and all things Louisiana. We're glad to bring. Look, I wanted to do this report on this gambling issue because there was an interest. The interesting fact buried up in this report is that U.S. casinos across the United States are having the best year ever. But they do note that there are five states in which the revenues have shrunk this year versus last year. And you would guess that as of those states that are did not grow their gambling revenue, Louisiana is one of them. Now, okay, I'll take that. But the interesting question is why? We could have been so high last year that we can't meet it again. I don't think that's what it was. But the point is, everyone else, all things being equal across the United States, the gambling revenues have gone up. Now, remember, one of the things that is going up is sports betting in-house and internet gambling, internet sports betting that never comes in a facility, and it is reported more based on where the gambler is, not where he went to gamble. And I only bring it up to say, if you look at these numbers on what has increased, sports betting has generated, it says $495 million, and it's up over 28% from a year ago. Internet gambling is up nearly 23% from a year ago. So what that tells you is this automated one, the bookies are now automated. You don't have to be a mobster to be a bookie anymore. You can set your sports betting lines up, and if you are man enough to handle it, you're man enough to handle it, either as the house or as the better. Internet is also the same way, but those are really major companies behind the internet. But all of that to show that part of the real draw, let's think about Las Vegas. Part of the real draw was, sure, we went to Las Vegas to gamble, and that was fun. That was exciting. But it was the entertainment around it. It was the bars, the food, the floor shows that they had. It was Elvis Presley. It was Dion, the singer. It was those kind of Tony Bennett. It was those kind of productions that also were part of the gambling casino experience. Well, what's happening is the gamblers, for the gambler's sake, is being scraped off, and what that means is a place like New Orleans or Baton Rouge or Lake Charles, where we have our casinos, people don't need to come to the casino to gamble at the casino. So what's happening is, unless there's entertainment beyond the gamble, unless there's something live that is entertaining to be seen, those casinos, I believe, are the ones where the revenues are going down, because it's a gambling plus experience, not just a high-end gambling experience that is necessary to keep gambling generating the income that it's generating. So anyway, I thought this was interesting that Louisiana was one of five that is not growing. Golly, have we heard that story before? And I really do think it's something that, like oil and gas, like gambling, these are sources of revenue at the state level that we get addicted to. We can get addicted to gambling. And what happens is, we, as the revenue goes down, we just try to force more and more revenue, which injures the operators themselves. So anyway, it's a great year in gambling, except in Louisiana, Florida, Indiana. I forget the other two. But look, we're glad to get that report. That's information we need to know to manage our gambling business here in town. Look, I wanted to mention I am not a fan of the last legislative session that we had. And one of the interesting article in today's NOLA, it was written by Blake Patterson, deals with Jefferson Parish Council meeting with, we've got dueling boondoggles. We've got, on the one hand, we've got Jefferson District number 2, Dino Bonanno, has a proposed, his children, when they grew up, I think they're at college now, as they grew up, they were competitive swimmers. Well, Dino thinks, well, if that was good enough for his family, it'd be good enough for all of us. And so he controls some discretionary, we can spend it money, and he has proposed to take $10 million, don't fix drainage, don't fix the streets, don't clean up the parks. Oh, no. Let's take $10 million and let's try to design us a new swimming pool, an Olympic-size swimming pool in Marrero. And let's put it at the Hope Haven campus, and let's see if we can build one. Because it was like he went to dinner and got him a one too many martinis and decided, man, wouldn't it be cool if we had an Olympic-sized swimming pool? Well, he went to, and it looks like in the article, it looks like when his children were competing, and my children did AAU basketball. My children competed at college level in football. We traveled places and saw athletic facilities. But what we've got is he saw one in Georgia that he thought, well, it just looks like this is a great idea. Oh, but let's don't. That's where the battling boondoggles just begins. Councilwoman Jennifer Van Vranken. Van Vranken. It's a good name. She has a better idea. She has a different idea. She wants to build a entrepreneur center in Fat City. And she wants to use that money in Fat City instead of not on the parks, not on the streets, not on drainage. And what's happened is Ms. Van Vranken proposed her entrepreneur center and at a meeting, and Mr. Bonanno says, yeah, but maybe we should vote it down until we get a fiscal note on what it'll take to operate it. And so it was delayed. Then Mr. Bonanno came back with his proposal, and Ms. Van Vranken says, okay, I need a fiscal note too. So we're on battling. We're talking ugly about each other. We'll be right back. We'll finish the story. Paul Hurd's your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're coming in hot. We're halfway home.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company, we help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
September 16th and 17th,
at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
September 16th and 17th,
at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The State Office of Juvenile Justice says it has moved the youth juvenile offenders housed at a temporary facility at Angola to a new juvenile justice facility in Jackson Parish. Federal judge ruled last week the state needs to relocate the youth from the grounds of an adult prison. The lead plaintiff's attorney, David Utter, is happy to see OJJ act.
The sort of stench of the former death row and those cells were just completely inappropriate for kids in the juvenile justice system.
The OJJ moved the youth to Angola after a series of escapes and violent episodes at other juvenile justice facilities. This new facility in Jackson Parish opened in July. La Tech President Les Geis announced this week he's retiring at the end of this year. Geis says he's leaving at a time when the school is welcoming its largest freshman class in history.
They want to come here because of the culture, because of the great academic programs, and the fact that they know that we all care about their success.
LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO.
Oh, we're glad to be here. Talking about the Jefferson Parish boondoggle. This is just plain old school boondoggle politics. We've got money. We can spend it the way we want to. What do we think would be a cool idea? It's like going, sending a kid into a candy shop and saying, all right, you got you $100 to buy candy in there. Any money you bring back, we're going to use for your meat and potatoes for supper. So go on in there and see if you find something that's right. That's the old school boondoggle. Well, look, here's, I also wanted to mention this. I do this because we all know these names. We all know who our council people are. Council person, Bonanno, he's out there trying to build us a swimming pool that we don't need. And then what's interesting about it is he says, well, after we build it, we're going to have to contract out and pay somebody else to run it. We'll have to hire someone like the YMCA because, of course, we the parish, we don't know how to run it. Well, notwithstanding all that, the council approved an initial contract to be let to the firm of Linfield, Hunter, and Junius, Inc., to develop a preliminary design for our Olympic-sized swimming pool. I'm not sure that Miss Van Vrecken was as successful in getting her council people to support her entrepreneurship, but maybe that would be normal to let the council waste the money on a swimming pool that they don't know how to operate, that they don't have any need for. No one came in and said there was any need for it except Mr. Bonanno and his swimming kids. But that's where we are. The council, the letting of the contract is really what drives these proposals. And to me, the Entrepreneur Center in Fat City, regardless of where, seems to me to be more of an investment in the community than a swimming pool in Marrero. But we'll see. We'll see who comes up with a fiscal note that shows how much it's going to cost. But that's my Jefferson Parish business report today. It's a little bit of a shame. Now let's go on to Orleans. We're going to get to a political race that's going on in St. Tammany. So we're going to get all the big three parishes covered today before we finish. But I wanted to go back. I was trying to do this one yesterday and I didn't get to it. Our program was just loaded. But look, there was a good, again, the NOLA does a report that reports on Mayor Cantrell just does not know how to get along. If she was in a sandbox, she would kick everybody else out of the sandbox, or else they'd be digging and building sandcastles where she says to do it. Because she finally on Wednesday decided to throw a temper tantrum. And what the article did was it did a good job. It was by Ben Myers. And it summarized the present managerial dispute, and I wish there was a word other than a dispute, managerial issues before our city, our New Orleans, the issues that we need a mayor and a city council to come together and answer and manage these developments that we have in city government. And one of them, the article listed it, we all know about the Sugar Shack. We all know about the Patalbo building that the council told the mayor, you can't stay overnight. The mayor said, kiss my grits, and she kept staying overnight. And then they came back and adopted an ordinance that said it may not be used, and the mayor vetoed it, and the council overrode it, and so she is now legally prohibited from utilizing the city's apartment complex in the upper Pontabo building on Jackson Square. And she still, the question becomes, they've got cameras at the place, whether or not she's going to continue to disregard the law in the city of New Orleans. But that's number one that she was mad about. Number two, she was mad about her communication director, Gregory Joseph, put out a campaign piece with city money at the time that the recall drive was occurring, and the city council, who has the authority inside the charter to fire certain level of people at the city if they commit incompetence, if they are found to be neglect their duties or to you make gross misconduct. Now, those are terms that are in the charter. That if the council finds that an employee, one of the people in the department or administrator, has committed those acts, the charter gives the council the authority to discharge that person. Well, the council voted last week to hold a hearing on October 3 to determine whether or not Gregory Joseph, the communications director for the mayor, whether or not he will be terminated because of his actions dealing with this spending of city money to fight a political recall effort in the city of New Orleans. And then I guess that was enough. Before that, the council, and this is sort of laps over on either side, the council had also said, we have the right to participate in the selection of the chief of police before that chief of police is appointed to that job. That the mayor does not have the authority to make that appointment unilaterally. And the mayor said, yes, I do, and I'm not telling you a thing. And so the mayor went through the whole selection process, stiff-arming, ignoring the council, and sharing none of the information with the council members so that they, too, could participate in the evaluation of the quality of the applicants. We went through 20 applicants initially, 18, I think. Then it got down to 6, then it got down to 3, and now the mayor has unilaterally, in clear disregard for the charter, nominated Ann Kirkpatrick as the chief of police. Well, that nomination is only a nomination. Now, the mayor can appoint, has appointed Ms. Woodfork as the interim chief of police, and that has been done. The mayor may have the authority to appoint a designated interim chief of police and change it to Ann Kirkpatrick, which this article by Mr. Myers indicates is going to be done because Ms. Kirkpatrick is supposed to become the interim chief of police on October 3 without a hearing. What the article notes is the council has said we have the right to make that decision as well. You don't have the right to unilaterally just force a decision upon us. And particularly the Councilman Morrell and Helena Marino have both said, no, the council wants information about Ms. Kirkpatrick, wants information about the other finalists at least, and that the council, once it has received the information it desires, will set a hearing on to consider the mayor's nomination of Ms. Kirkpatrick as our chief of police. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. That's another one of those where the council and the mayor refuse to play by the rules. The council, the charter says the council has a piece of the action, piece of the responsibility, and that's what we need. We're going to take our last break. Paul Hurd's your host. We're going to stop Louisiana Live for a moment, do a little advertising. We'll come back for our last segment and finish up an interesting story about insurance. We'll be right back.
Son of a gun, we're having fun on the bike.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, State Representative Ray Garofalo joins this candidate for State Senate. We'll also visit with Chad Rogers of TheDeadPelican.com and talk to Jason Smith, candidate for Sheriff in Washington Parish. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We gotta start early here. Oh boy. All right.
College, I think Joe Cocker came to the warehouse, and I was stupid enough I did not go. I also think, I'm not so sure about this, but I think the Rolling Stones came to the warehouse one time while I was here in the early 70s, and I was too busy uptown to go to see something that I should have gone that I'd never forget. But look, let's get back to this cat fight in New Orleans on the mayor versus the council. And I want to say this. I'm reading this article, and this article I'm counting on Ben Myers of giving us a fair report. But what I see is I see a council, J.P. Morrell and Helena Marino, trying to be professional, trying to be diplomatic, trying to be offensive, and all they're getting back is spit and venom from Mayor Cantrell. Here's some of the words that Mayor Cantrell uses to describe a council that is exercising the power that it has in the charter. She says, it's a toxic political environment. The council is biased. The council is discriminatory. The council has villainized her. It's a privileged operation. It is demoralizing her. And she says, and I could go on and on, but the thing that she accuses the council leaders, J.P. Morrell and Helena Marino, by name, and accusing them of dangerous behavior. And then if you look at the quotes back from Mr. Morrell and Ms. Marino, for example, I think this is one from Mr. Morrell. She has a complete and utter disregard, if not outward contempt, to being told that she must stay within the bounds of what the mayor's supposed to do, Morrell said. See, that's a business-like, that's a professional response saying we are exercising our charter powers. She can exercise her charter powers, but let's figure out a way to make this charter work. The mayor goes on and says on this review that they've scheduled for Gregory Joseph and he wasted $51,000 of city money sending out this electioneering material to support the mayor with no legal right to do so. But that's what it costs the city. And it'll be interesting. She claims that it's unconstitutional. They don't have the right to review. The charter says so. There's nothing constitutional that says that the charter doesn't govern the operation of the Orleans city government. It's just a shrill shriek from a bureaucrat who wants to have her way. It'll be interesting. I commend the council, all seven members, in trying to conduct a business-like government. Let's see if we can teach. Let's see if the mayor can learn how to do a little better, be a little bit more of a leader, a little bit more of a representative and not try to be king for the day or queen for the day. Look, last article I've got, I said I had all three parishes. I've got an interesting one in St. Tammany. There's a House District 104 that is predominantly in St. Tammany Parish. Paul Hollis was the incumbent in it. He's running for Senate, I believe. And there's two obviously, non-incumbents running for this House seat 104. One of them is a Mr. John Raymond. He runs a church and a Christian academy in Slidell, the New Horizon Church in Slidell and the Lakeside Christian Academy. And the other candidate is a Jay Galle, G-A-L-L-E, Galle, Galle of Mandeville. They're running for an open seat. And this year, the Republican Party has been taking steps to endorse Republicans in races even where there are Republicans against Republicans. It used to be if you put your a Republican letter on your qualifying that the state party would stay out of it if you were competing against another Republican. Not this time. And I'm glad the party is doing what it's doing, because at the end of the day, the party doesn't matter if it doesn't take a stand. And if it takes a stand, it the quality of its stand morally, the quality of its stand politically, financially, all of it will reveal itself to us. To be an effective party, they're going to have to make good decisions. Well, here's the interesting part. Mr. Galle is upset that he didn't get the endorsement, and here's why. John Raymond, who is the founder of New Horizon Church in Slidell and is the founder of Lakeside Christian Academy, has been charged with four counts of cruelty to juveniles. And it has to do with what disciplinary actions have occurred is one question of one of them. And the other three is certain disciplinary action imposed on 13-year-old teenagers, whether or not it is rises above discipline, rises to being a potential criminal cruelty to a juvenile. And here's what happened was he's been alleged that he had a toddler in the school and that the toddler would not obey and do what the teachers and the people were telling it to do, and that he physically picked up the child, and it was a four-year-old boy, and allegedly held him upside down and whipped his on the butt. I'm trying to make sure I say what I can say and not say. Now, I don't know what happened. We'll see how he handled that and whether that even is what occurred. This has been reported by an employee that's no longer there. And the other three events, I think this one's funny. He had three 13-year-old boys who would not shut their mouth. And he told them that either they were going to have to call their mom, their parents, and tell them that they were being disciplined at school for not shutting their mouth, or he was going to put packing tape over their mouth to make sure they could not talk for a while. And he did. And so what we've got is, I think, the triviality. We don't answer our child abuse hotline, but we're going to waste our time with prosecutions based on putting tape over a teenager's mouth to try to get a little discipline done. Look, Paul Hurd, your host. It is Friday afternoon. I need to go have a cool Manhattan. We'll be back Monday at 4 o'clock. Let's hear from you then. Have a good weekend. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a